nơi đây à, đẹp xinh à ha, trong đêm khiêu vũ em như bừng sao sáng xa khơi à, sáng ngời à ha, đêm nay em.
Nam Phương xin cảm ơn tất cả quý thính giả vẫn yêu thương và vẫn lắng nghe các chương trình của Radio Sài Gòn Dallas 1160 AM. Vâng, và bây giờ Nam Phương xin kính mời quý vị hãy đến với chương trình Sức Khỏe Sắc Đẹp và Gia Đình cùng với chị Quỳnh Châu. Nam Phương rất hân hạnh được làm việc với chị Quỳnh Châu ngày hôm nay. Nam Phương xin gửi lời chào đến với chị ạ. Ngày hôm nay chị khỏe không?
Nam Phương, chị chào em. Hôm nay chị trên studio. Chào quý vị thính giả của đài 1160 AM. Hôm nay chương trình rất là hấp dẫn. Today we are having a great show. So Ashley, Quỳnh Châu sẽ nói tiếng Anh rất là nhiều because I am having one of my really special friend coming in, Chef Pete.
Oh, hey, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Chef Pete. I am so excited that you agreed to come on to my show today. And my co-host is named Nam Phuong. She's sitting next to you right there.
Nice to meet you.
Quý vị biết tại sao không? Tại vì hôm nay Quỳnh Châu mời Chef Pete, tất nhiên là một người rất là nổi tiếng, chef ở không phải nói là chỉ dùng DFW nhưng mà khắp hết thế giới đó quý vị. Ông chef này rất là nổi tiếng và chương trình thì không phải như là radio không, nhưng Quỳnh Châu sẽ quay phim vào trong SBTN Texas, nhưng mà tại vì Quỳnh Châu thấy chương trình nó quá nóng. Hôm nay quá nóng, Nam Phương biết không? Nóng đi. Cho nên là chị muốn kiếm cái gì đó để mà nó lạnh và nó mát để give us something. Chef Pete, what I was sharing with our audience was it's been so hot. So hot. And so I said, oh, I wanted to bring some sort of cool activity and things going on here. And so that's the reason why I lure you into my show today. Oh, so thank you for coming on our show today. It's such a pleasure to having you with us today. And so I want to share a little bit already about you, but now go ahead and tell us a little bit about you.
Oh, okay. Good morning, everyone. I'm Chef Pete is what I'm known as, Pete Nolasco. I grew up here in Dallas, Texas. And I grew up in a small Hispanic household, and smelling the wonderful aroma coming from my mother's kitchen.
Yes.
And as a small boy, I realized the value and the power of food.
Yes. Mm.
So I went to school, and I remember taking my leftovers from breakfast that my mother made me, and I took them out and to eat them in school, and all the other kids were going through the hot line, and here I am with leftovers from breakfast, and they started saying, hey, what's that smell? It smells delicious. And I said, oh, you don't want this. This is a taquito.
Taquito. Oh, I love taquito.
And they said, well, can I have one? And I said, well, what am I going to eat? They said, well, I'll trade you my hamburger for a taquito.
I see.
So I learned early that there is much power in delicious food.
Yep, definitely.
Do you have any secret to the recipe when you make a good food, or just make by your own? Nam Phương muốn hỏi rằng là nhiều khi là ổng có cái công thức gì đặc biệt riêng cho ổng, rồi ổng làm ra cái món ăn cho thiệt là ngon hay không đó.
Đúng rồi. Không những mà ổng lại rất là giỏi về tất cả mấy cái phần nấu ăn, hoặc phân ra mất tất cả mấy cái phần nấu ăn nha Nam Phương, nhưng mà ngược lại ổng còn khắc đá đó bằng con này con kia, bông này bông kia, rất là tuyệt vời luôn. So I was sharing what my co-host was asking you, Chef Pete, is do you normally just made up a lot of really exotic recipes that you do on normal days, or do you kind of follow the guide and then inspiration? share with us a little bit. So excited.
Sure.
Have Chef Pete here on the radio show with us today.
Well, first of all, I love food.
Yeah.
I love food. And you asked earlier what my secret ingredient is. Well, I got to tell you, a lot of chefs will say their secret ingredient is love.
Oh, okay.
But I believe a good attitude will help.
Good attitude.
When you, there's an old saying in the Mexican kitchen, if you taste the hot sauce.
Yes.
And it's very hot.
Okay.
The saying is, the chef was probably very upset. He was probably mad.
Yes.
So your attitude is very important. It plays a very important key to success. By being happy and joyful and cooking with love and passion, your food will taste delicious.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, some people don't know how to love to cook. Like me, I'm lazy to cook. But can you tell me the secret how to get a love for cooking?
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, food is, it can be very complicated, a lot of steps. And a lot of chefs put a lot of energy and ingredients into their food.
Okay.
But sometimes less is more.
Oh, I love that. I love that, Chef Pete. That's a great, great.
You know, when you make something, so you need to prepare for the step one. So that's why make me so lazy about that. I want to,
She don't like to prepare. She don't like to prepare.
I want to everything fast. Yeah. So that's why I. That's why I don't love to cook. So just tell me what the secret I love again.
You know what, Nam Phuong, one of the things that my daughter always said, that she loved to eat the food when they are beautiful. Presentation.
Eat with your eyes.
Quý vị biết không, khi mà mình nấu nướng á, mà cái đồ ăn mình nhìn nó hấp dẫn á, mình cũng muốn ăn. Đó. Còn không có cần thiết nó ngon hay là không, nhưng mà nhìn chỗ trang trí rồi này kia nó đẹp đâu đó.
The decoration, the
yes. And that's when that's what it is. But besides Chef Pete does beautiful cooking and presentation and so on, he also very artist. Talk about a little bit about your eye sculptures and things. When is that started it?
When I was in culinary school,
learning
how to cook, to be able to graduate, you have to do extra credit.
Yes.
So one of the things I volunteered for was the annual ice carving event at the State Fair of Texas.
Yes. Mm.
I showed up and there was 10 chefs.
Yeah.
Each chef had a 300-pound block of ice in front of them.
Yeah.
And each chef carved a different sculpture. Mm. So they assigned me to a chef, and I said, "Chef, I'm here. I'm ready. What do I do?"
Yeah.
And he says, "Keep my tools straight. Keep the extension cord straight."
Yeah.
"And hang on." So sure enough, he revved up his chainsaw, and ice started flying in the air. Within 1 hour, all 10 chefs carved a different sculpture. Then they put it together and made a phenomenal ice sculpture, 3,000 pounds. It was just amazing. And I fell in love with ice, my second love.
Yes.
So I asked the chef in charge, "I want to learn. Teach me."
Yes.
"Like an apprentice." And he did. He taught me. Within 2 years, I was the coordinator of the event at the State Fair of Texas.
Wow.
And I've been carving ever since, and I feel like I'm still an apprentice.
Oh, yeah. You know, you never could stop learning. Never could stop learning at all, right?
The moment you think you know everything.
That's right.
That's when you know nothing.
That's yeah. right.
Correct.
Quý vị biết không, ổng rất là dễ thương, mà phải nói là rất là khiêm nhường quý vị. Tại vì như thế này nè Nam Phương, chị biết ổng rất là lâu rồi, nhưng mà ngược lại á, mỗi lần mà gặp ổng, ổng rất là tế nhị, cũng như là cái gì cũng không biết hết, cái gì cũng phải cần học hỏi thêm. Và không có cần thiết là ổng là một người nổi tiếng như thế nào về bậc chất nấu ăn hoặc là khắc đá bằng tất cả mọi con này con kia con nọ, hoặc bông này bông kia nọ. Tuyệt vời lắm, rất là tuyệt vời. Đến nỗi mà ổng lại muốn nhào vô giúp cho cơ hội của Hội Niềm Tin và Nguồn Hy Vọng. Và khi mà mỗi lần mình làm một cái tiệc gì đó, ổng cũng nói là ổng có thể nào mà bắt tay vào để giúp được cái gì hay là không. Cho nên mình rất là vui khi mà cộng đồng bạn của mình lại có, thường người ta hay nói là một tay làm chẳng nên non, ba tay chùm lại nên hòn núi cao, là vậy đó. You know, mình phải có một cái mindset là collaborative, and we're talking about how you have been such an instrumental, very encouraging and helping and supporting our organization called The Source of Hope. We're so grateful, and you are with your gentle and sweet spirit and all of that. So I was like, oh, I really wanted, you know, to showcase and share a little bit about behind the scene of this celebrity chef Pete here. So nice. Tell us the next step is about State Fair of Texas coming up.
It is.
To give us some cool weather. Give us something to looking for.
Absolutely. Well, this time of the year, it's still very hot, but soon it'll become cooler.
Yes.
And that reminds me always of the State Fair of Texas.
Oh, I love it so much.
End of September, and it goes through until October 20th.
Yes.
About 24 days total. The State Fair of Texas opens up, and if you've never been, I invite you, be my guest and go this year and experience the wonderful State Fair of Texas.
That's right.
I've been very fortunate this year to be asked to be the first resident chef for the State Fair of Texas.
Yay! Congratulations! Yay!
Thank you.
That is so exciting. So share a little bit about what your role as a residency of chef at the State Fair of Texas. What are your role? What would you be doing?
Well, every year so far, when they do a celebrity chef demonstration, they bring in about 90 different chefs from here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And they come in, they do a demo for about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
They pack up, and then they go enjoy the fair.
Yes.
So what they've decided to do this year for the first time is to have one chef do three demos a day, 11:30, 1:30, and 3:30.
Yeah.
Each demo about 45 minutes. And that's for the entire fair.
Yeah.
So this will be the first time. I've never done anything like this before. So I'm very excited. We're going to be located in the Creative Arts Building.
Oh, yes.
And you can find us at the Celebrity Chef Kitchen, sponsored by Cutco.
Oh, my favorite knife. Knife. I
you
love
cái, 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 cái hiệu đó Nam Phương hay kêu là cắt cổ đó.
Đúng rồi, nó mắc quá nên mình kêu nó là cắt cổ phải không cưng? Đúng rồi, con dao. Okay.
Con dao, cái hiệu cắt cổ đó. À, nó bén quá cũng cắt cổ được luôn đó.
đúng rồi. Cho nên mấy anh cẩn thận nha. Okay. But Chef Pete, just share about, I'm going to translate a little bit in Vietnamese here, is... thật sự ra quý vị biết không, trong cái State Fair of Texas ở Nam Phương có rất là đông và rất là nhiều. Nhiều lúc mình đi mình nói trời ơi nóng nực, hoặc là bất cứ đông đổi quá thôi mệt quá không muốn đi. Nhưng mà thật sự ra Quỳnh Châu rất là thích đi State Fair of Texas, bởi vì có rất là nhiều thứ như là celebrity chef như vậy đó. And kỳ này ông nói là 90 người là celebrity chef mà nấu nướng đó sẽ demonstrate 3 phần ăn một ngày như vậy đó. Cho nên ở trong đó thì nó có rất là nhiều chỗ để mà quý vị bước vào đó rồi quý vị được ngồi, rồi được hưởng thụ, rồi được được coi người ta nấu nướng, hoặc là học hành các kiểu nấu nướng của người ta như vậy đó, thì rất là vui. Cho nên nó không có nóng. Cho nên khi mà Quỳnh Châu đi State Fair Texas là đi, đương nhiên nếu mà mình là người lớn mình đâu có muốn đi là lái xe hoặc là đi lên để đưa chàng vàng ở ngoài nắng hoặc là này kia nọ. Quỳnh Châu toàn là chui vô mấy cái chỗ như vậy đó. Cho nên bởi vì Quỳnh Châu rất là hưởng thụ và rất là thích, hoặc là xe này, xe kia, xe nọ, nó demonstrate vậy đó. So over on the Celebrity Chef Kitchen Chef, tell us when the attendees gonna come in there and sit down, right? They're gonna get to sit down and watch the demonstration. Am I correct?
You are correct. Okay. Everyone from that goes to the State Fair is invited to come over to the Creative Arts Building. We're located just north of the Cotton Bowl.
Okay.
Okay.
You can come in for free.
Yeah.
Sit down, watch a demo, 11:30, 1:30, and 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, you also get to taste what I make.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Được ăn nữa đó. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite part.
Well, my favorite part is that it's free for everyone.
I love free. Vừa được ngồi nè, được mời, được ngồi, được rồi sau đó là được ăn thử cái món mà ông làm ra free nữa.
Yes.
Thì từ 11 giờ rưỡi.
Can you repeat the time again?
11:30, right?
11:30.
It started 11:30.
1:30.
And 3:30.
At the State Fair of Texas, everyone.
Coi như rằng là mình phải tới đó là 11 giờ để mình vô đó, mình ngồi tới 4 tiếng mấy đó, ngồi tới 3 giờ mấy. Sau đó là mình sẽ thưởng
không
thức.
Không phải, chứ nó có 3 suất. Nó có 3 suất.
Thì mình muốn ngồi ăn hết 3 suất.
Mình muốn ngồi ăn hết 3 suất thì mình ngồi đó. If you want to eat all day, then you started coming in and sit down at 11 o'clock at State Fair of Texas in the Celebrity Kitchen north of Cotton Bowl, right?
That's correct.
North of the Cotton Bowl building. You don't want to miss this. I'm going to be there.
All right.
And I'm going to get to sit and watching all the beautiful cooking and demonstrations. We have so many talented chefs here in the DFW, and there will be 90 chefs.
No. There used to be 90 chefs.
Oh, okay. Used to be 90 chefs. And how many chefs is going to be there? Just one chef?
Just me.
Oh, Chef Pete. Oh, yeah. It'd be Chef Pete there doing demonstrations.
We're very fortunate that I have asked a couple of chefs that are sponsors, because for the first demo is biscuit, the second demo is shrimp, and the third demo is beef.
Beef.
Oh, yes.
So we have wonderful sponsors, and those sponsors, they usually have a chef. So maybe you'll see a few other chefs come in and
just dine us there.
You know, I always love to rub elbows with my mentors and professional culinarians.
Yes.
So you do the different dishes, or you do the same one in a day by, you know?
I get bored. Real easy. Okay. I do. You were talking earlier about, we were talking about attitude. Sometimes I feel like bacon.
Yeah.
So we'll throw in bacon with the biscuits, or shrimp or crab with the biscuits. And
that's where your art come in. That's where your creative mind come in.
Absolutely.
So it's different every day, right?
It's the same basic recipes, but I'm switching them around, doing them different. That's why I invite you to come out to as many demos as you can.
Yes, that's right. Because you never know. In other words, surprising to you, okay? So Chef is going to come out, and we're going to make the day of it, going to come out to the State Fair of Texas, and then you're going to get to enjoy. I mean, that is just like so
nhiều khi
amazing.
Mình đi State Fair chị, là mình chỉ có ăn, mình đâu có biết rằng là ở trong đó có nhiều cái món
nhiều
ăn
thứ
khác
lắm.
Mà
rồi.
Mình đi mình toàn là ăn turkey leg hay cái gì đó mà.
Nhưng mà mình phải đi ra ngoài mình mua nữa. Cái turkey leg đó là 30-40 đồng nữa. Bây giờ mắc lắm.
The price is going up now, so it's free. Especially it's free.
Especially.
For a chef. Phải không chị?
Yes, that's right. It's and then math nữa. Mm-hmm. You get to sit down, you get to enjoy, you get to learn. So yeah. Not only knowledge is power, you get to learn, but you get a chef to cook for you. How about that? That's my favorite part. But anyway, that I just wanted to make sure that everyone is okay with me sharing that State Fair of Texas is coming up. And I'm so excited. Quý vị biết không, thật sự ra rất là nhiều thứ về State Fair of Texas bây giờ đó. Mà có, mình không có biết được. Giống như Nam Phương nói vậy, rất là nhiều thứ. Ở trong trọng cũng có arts and craft nè, ở trong trọng cũng có xe nè, tất cả xe đời mới như thế nào, và xe đi đâu, và vân vân, rất là nhiều thứ. So, Chef, I'm so grateful you come on the show today and share all of this goodie with us. I cannot wait for you to be on our SBTN Texas, which is air all over the nations and Canada and Australia, to showcase our beautiful Texas here. And so that's the reason why I wanted to have you to come on and share the today's segment with us. Are there anything else that you would like for us to know about the State Fair of Texas or the celebrity chef over there?
Well, first of all, thank you, QC, for having me on. And what an honor it is to be here with you. And if you want to really taste Texas, when you come out to the State Fair of Texas, you mentioned turkey leg. I heard you say that
earlier.
Yes,
turkey leg. We always love turkey leg. Corn on the cobs.
Yes, you've got to also try a corn dog.
Corn dog, yes.
Fletcher's is known for their corn dogs, and they're very delicious. You got to try that as well. But there's so many other things to do than food. Rides and shows, exhibits.
Yes.
The
animal.
People, animal shows, absolutely. There's so much to do there. I invite you to come out this year. Stop by, say hello to me, shake my hand, and let's have fun.
Yes,
and then
make sure you say, "Hey, we heard you from Radio Saigon 1160 AM, the QC show." Okay.
Tell you what, if you say that to me at the State Fair of Texas this year, I will give you something special.
Oh, wow. That is really, really nice. Yeah, you guys make sure you go there. But, you know, one of the things that I'm so proud of, especially in the Asian community, you know, in the Asian community, we're very shy. Not me, of course, but we're very shy, and we never like for people to know what we are, what we do. We just literally... whatever the left hand done, the right hand don't need to be known. That's kind of principle of a biblical. If people believe in Christianity, that's how the Asian community is. Very bashful, very shy. And I'm happy to say, you know, I've been involved with the State Fair of Texas and, you know, the food department and everything. And now we have so many Asian food out there, Asian booth out there. And one of the things that I love so much is how they have contests. I know last year we have like...
Phở burrito.
Different things like stuffed chicken wing. For many, many, many years, we have the stuffed chicken wings, you know, and just a lot of different delicious food out in the Asian community is there too. So you need to come out. And instead said, oh my God, it's so expensive. Just know that let's boost the economy and let's support our community together to help. Because one other thing that I wanted to share with our community that people might not even realize, but all the money and proceeds come in, then they also have grant to give out to the community. Am I correct, Chef?
I'm not too familiar with that, but I know that there are a lot of grants helping the community.
Helping the community. And then also, I love the fact when I'm involved in it and so on that I saw that it's also employees, a lot of our homeless or underneath, you know, and so on. It's very encouraging to people like that. And so for me, it's about giving people a hand up and not a hand down. And, you know, giving somebody a fish to eat, it will only take one day. But if they teach someone how to fish, it will just prolong that. It's a long, 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 long time. So I love that so much. And that Anyway, quý vị biết không, thật sự ra nếu mà quý vị nào có rảnh á, Nam Phương thấy sao? Cái chương trình rất là hay ngày hôm nay, phải không cưng?
Dạ vâng, nhưng mà Nam Phương sẽ biết rằng là nhiều người ở ngoài kia rất là thắc mắc là cái vé vô cửa có được free luôn không?
Không, đương nhiên cái đó là không rồi. Cái vé là thì làm
mình
gì vậy?
Mình phải đi mua cái vé vô, rồi xong mà vô đó mình ngồi mình ăn là sẽ
miễn phí.
Sẽ miễn phí nha quý vị. Phải mua vé vô cửa nha, cái vé đó mười mấy đồng vé đó.
Không biết nữa, chị phải coi để check lại. I'm not sure how much was a State Fair of Texas ticket is going
around,
for.
It's $18, right?
Anyway, that's where Mr. Dr. Google come in. We're going to find out how much a State Fair of Texas ticket is, but it's so worth it, you know, once a year to come, and then they have all kind of special. What I do with my kid a lot of time, instead of drive there to park the car and so on, we jump all a whole group into a train for $3, you know, and you can literally make a day out of it and enjoy. You come there, and then not only that, you get to be there, participate. I love the dog shows. I love the car shows. I love the arts and crafts. I love the animal show. But one of my favorite things, Chef, that I love to do is go over there, and they have a beautiful patriot area where you can write letter to all our soldier. Is my favorite thing. So I normally go there and I spend about an hour and a half to 2 hours, and I write letter. And then they send those letter off to all our soldier, to men and women and soldier. So that's one of the things that I love so much about the State Fair of Texas is and so it's definitely worth it once a year. It's a stay vacation, everyone, if you're here in Texas, right?
You see, you have such a great heart. Yeah. I love the way that you give back, and you're always giving back and always thinking of others and always very generous. That's a very special trait. Everybody who's listening right now, please know that QC is an amazing individual, and please support her efforts.
Thank you so much, Chef. Well, it looks like we're about to out of time. Nam Phương, em có cái gì để chia sẻ nữa không cưng?
Dạ vâng, thời gian đã hết chương trình rồi, thì Nam Phương cũng xin được tạm dừng chương trình tại đây. Và thank you so much you who will be here with us for the show today. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Yeah. Well, cảm ơn quý vị rất là nhiều đã tune in trong chương trình Sức Khỏe và Sắc Đẹp với Quỳnh Châu vào mỗi buổi thứ bảy, sáng thứ bảy như vậy đó, 10 giờ sáng. Hôm nay có chương trình rất là hấp dẫn, có Chef Pete ở đây. Nếu mà quý vị nào có thắc mắc, quý vị cũng có thể bước vào trong trang web của Quỳnh Châu hoặc là gọi số điện thoại 469-969-0244. Hoặc là quý vị nào có muốn tham dự thì tuần tới đó, Nam Phương là mình đi nấu cho tất cả các bạn vô gia cư và các bác thương phê bình. Cho nên mời quý vị đón xem vào trong www.thesourceofhope.org và check out the State Fair of Texas and Chef Peach. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We're looking for you to be on our TV show next.
Great. I'm hungry.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Cảm ơn tất cả quý thính giả đã lắng nghe và theo dõi chương trình này, và chúng ta sẽ gặp nhau vào kỳ sau. Nam Phương xin được chúc chị Quỳnh Châu cũng như là ông Sếp thật là nhiều niềm vui trong ngày thứ bảy.
Cảm ơn em.
Đẹp xinh, aha trong đêm.